I'm Michelle Griego from the KPIX 5 Newsroom with your local news headlines. More grim news from Butte County this morning. We've learned 13 more bodies have been recovered from the rubble of the campfire. That brings the death toll to 42. The fire has now destroyed more than 7,000 structures. President Trump has approved an expedited disaster declaration for the California wildfires. The fire that razed the town of Paradise now covers an area bigger than San Jose, and 15,000 buildings are still threatened. More than 200 people remain missing in Butte County. State regulators are now investigating California's two largest utility companies for their potential roles in the deadly wildfire in Butte County and also in Southern California. Right now, there are no official causes in the fires, but PG&E and Southern California Edison reported problems on transmission lines near Ground Zero. Meantime, a woman who owns a property near the campfire in Butte County says she got an email from PG&E last week. It said crews needed to come on her property because their transmission system was causing sparks. And because of that fire in Butte County, another smoky day across the Bay Area with an air quality advisory and spare the air alert in effect. The air will be unhealthy for the entire Bay Area and will be very unhealthy for the North Bay, Coast, and Central Bay, which includes San Francisco. We'll see hazy smoke, filtered sunshine with light offshore winds. Highs will be in the low 70s inland, upper 60s around the Bay, and mid 60s along the coast. Those are your KPIX 5 News headlines. I'm Michelle Griego. For more news updates, tune in right now to KPIX 5 This Morning.